Good morning. Welcome back to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. Today is November the 7th, 2023. It is 5:42 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. So yesterday some really powerful energy came through over the portals, right? We had this energy of putting shit to bed, no more tolerating shit that's left in limbo, things that have not been closed off or reached its next level in your life. You probably felt the need to just be like cutting boarding that shit, chopping that shit off, like no more putting up with this, throw this shit out the window, I'm fed up with this kind of deal. Cleaning house, seasonal cleaning, right? Like last weekend on my weekend off, I just needed to clean the whole house, every single room, pull everything out corner to corner and then put it back. Maybe not every single room, but a good majority, at least all the common areas and the rooms that are frequently used. That energy continues throughout this entire week and next weekend. You're going to be cleaning things out. What isn't where I need it to be in my life? And how the fuck can I get it where it needs to go or release it completely? So that's the energy that was coming through, and a lot of people could have reflected and actually been emotionally and mentally ready to detach themselves from certain things that were going on in their lives. Now, not everything that you evaluate and feel the urge to eliminate actually gets eliminated. The purpose of that energy is to push you out of your comfort zone, to force you to reflect on the areas that need to fucking change. Excuse me for swearing. But it needs to change. It's gotta go. Something's gotta give. Something's gotta change. If it doesn't change now, it's going to change with the next solstice equinox shift. And it's not gonna be pretty. It's gonna be whatever. Right? It depends on your scenario and your situation and how things have been unfolding. But it will be changed no later than that point, right? Within yourself, within the environment, you already set things in motion, and it will be finalized by that point. So yesterday, I did the same thing. I was in the same energy, like what's left that's not in alignment with my morals, my values, my ethics that needs to get the heck out of my life. And you start cleaning through everything. Where can you compromise? What can you get rid of? What can't you? And when I got home, as soon as I got into the house, instead of being on that flow of cutting things up, I was on that flow of you needed to mentally and emotionally cut that shit up so you can put yourself in the appropriate vibration where you belong. So as above, so below, right? Sometimes setting things in motion is just what you need to ascend energetically to the position that you belong in. And that energy allowed me to tap into some very powerful energy. It was this energy of she, S-H-I, and he was like the first emperor of China. And I drew him without trying to draw him. And then I Googled, you know, the keywords that spirit always gives me when we're, you know, playing Pictionary and channeling and translating, because not everything that comes through can be translated to a physical word. So I have to draw certain things and research certain things. And the bottom line was Japan, China, Taiwan, those uninhabited islands that China wants and feels that once they take over Taiwan, they have more grounding and authority to claim those other islands, right? This is that reincarnation or that karmic cycle of the first emperor, Shi, S-H-I. And then when my son came over to me, I said, hey, look at this. What do you get from this? I just drew this guy. I didn't even tell him it was a guy at first. And then he starts looking at him and he turns the whole book upside down. And he was like, dude, it looks like this guy went through a portal. And I smiled and I was just like, you know, reflecting on everything that my son said because he's extremely intuitive. And then I went to bed. And when I finally went to bed, I got to see the whole thing. Because again, not everything is words. Not everything can be translated. Sometimes you have to physically channel an experience. Just like when I wanted to see what my soul looked like. Your soul is not a thing. It is not a person. It is an environment. It is a scene, right? It's a tapestry. It's a whole image of a bunch of different things going on at once. That's what a soul is. So this channeling, this level of energy that came through was basically a warning for Japan. Japan, you're next. You know, this Taiwan move is just a chess piece move, kind of like what Russia's been doing and the other countries, right? This has all been orchestrated for years. This is not something new for us. They've been planning this. These are all chess pieces. They're all working together to do this together, whether you believe it or you don't believe it. So get it together. Don't be surprised if you see China making some power moves. They've got an ego. They've got a plan. They're reliving the karmic cycle of the first emperor. And the goal here is to collect as many states and properties as possible, as quickly as possible. So armor up, Japan.